The boys love nothing more than when you promise to hand down the cast iron.
I looked at one of them and said, when you get married, I will give you and your wife this skillet. And I got, they just looked collapsed. At me like I was from outer space.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we are coming back at you with Spring Gear Guide Part 2. We've got gear for outdoor adventure. We've got gear for your campfire kit. And we've got gear for your camp kitchen. And we probably need to have a garage sale.
Probably. Probably.
Do you think that we'll actually have one this
No,
this
I don't. I think every year we say, oh, we should have a garage sale, and we never do. So, no.
Well, Theo really wants to have a garage sale.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to have a garage sale, but you know who they want to do all the work for the garage sale?
It's not that we want Mom. You to do all the work. We want you to find out what day the town garage sale is, because somehow that information eludes us every year.
No one else can find it out on the interwebs.
Okay. I also want to say I do not believe in excessive consumerism. I don't want you to buy all of this. My hope for a gear guide is that you listen and you find that one cool thing for you. I don't want you to have a cluttered mess in your garage like I have a cluttered mess in our garage.
Let you be the sacrificial lamb.
And by the way, I've been doing RV Atlas YouTube episodes, my camera guy, Sean, and we have been reviewing gear in the gear garage, and I frantically clean it up every single time he comes over so that it looks halfway reasonable.
Reasonable. Not so it looks great. So it looks halfway reasonable. In other words, so that people, our audience doesn't report you to the producers of Hoarders.
I was going to
ask. And we get people like knocking on our door. Would you be in an episode of Hoarders?
I would probably do it. I would probably actually be like,
They make you like throw away stuff.
I want Marie Kondo.
Panic attack.
Kondo to come here and help me.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
You don't.
I don't think she could help
you
me.
You basically live with Marie Kondo. I mean,
I read the book.
But you'd be like, I am like Marie Kondo. Like,
you are fairly minimalist.
But Marie Kondo, like, she's not a minimalist, really. She's just like, just have stuff you like.
Things that spark joy.
Or stuff you like.
Is everything in your base camp spark joy? Because you did outfit it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, look, I feel bad. I will do a separate episode, I think, eventually on maybe some things that I got for the base camp that I like. It was just too fast. Like, it was just too fast of a turnaround for me to be thoughtful about recommending gear that I got and everything. So,
well, people are asking for more episodes on the base camp.
I know. I will, because I did get a lot of things that, like, just organization stuff and everything that people may be interested in. It just didn't make it to the gear guide because fast turnaround.
Anytime you have something for the show,
yes, Jeremy,
let me know. And somebody sent you a really nice email saying, oh, I want more content and more episodes on the base camp. And well, to be fair, like, you haven't had the base camp out again yet because we aren't full time and we're both working a ton. But now you actually do have, I think you have another base camp trip planned.
I do. Have another base camp trip planned.
Can you say just where-ish or just roughly where? Can you tell me where so I could crash the party?
I may be taking the base camp up to Maine in early June.
And just like as an indicator of how crazy our lives are right now, you may be taking the base camp up to Maine in June while I take our three children to Musilak in New York.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That's how our calendars work.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into this gear guide. But before we dive in, we have some great recommendations. But before we dive in, we do have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. From a humble beginning in the garage of Frank Sargent near Flint, Michigan, Thetford has become a leading manufacturer of toilets and sanitation solutions for the RV, marine, and camping markets. Thetford makes going places easy, and they've been serving RV owners with great products since 1963. We've been using Thetford's holding tank treatments for over 12 years, and we never get the bad odors that some RVers complain about. Aquamax is Thetford's newest holding tank treatment. Its special blend of powerful enzymes and beneficial probiotics quickly eliminate odor, digest waste, and dissolve toilet paper. It is also formaldehyde and bromopal free, making it campground and marine friendly. It can be used in building tank systems and portable and recirculating toilets. Proudly made in the USA, Thetford's new family of Aquamax holding tank treatments have been extensively researched and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Aquamax is available in two fragrances, Summer Cypress and Spring Showers. And Aquamax also comes in a variety of sizes and formulations, liquid, dry packs, and toss-ins, so stock up today. To find out more about Aquamax and Thetford's complete lineup of products, head on over to Thetford.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's part two of the Spring Gear Guide. And I really love everything on this gear guide. And in fact, I edited out a few things because I was like, well, I like these, but I don't love them. So everything on this episode is something that I really love and give my strongest recommendation for.
Sparks joy.
Sparks joy, for sure. And the first thing that sparks joy are these Knox Provisions standard issue waterproof binoculars that the company sent me about a month ago. I've been eyeballing these for a long time because I'm a big believer in bringing binoculars on RV trips. I mean, we have used our binoculars on every single trip we've gone to, particularly to the national park trips.
Yeah, this is something that, honestly, binoculars are this weird thing where we've recommended in the past, and I love this product for a couple of reasons, but we've recommended binoculars in the past, and it's always like a little like, okay, guys, we know that this feels like an expensive product for kids, but honestly, we get so much use out of them. If our kids have binoculars, they engage with wildlife viewing in a way that just does not happen. And on top of that, if they're sharing binoculars, it is a disaster.
Well, and I think these Knox are super gifty.
Yes.
Okay. And if you go to the RVAtlas.com in the show notes, you'll see a picture. There'll be a link to purchase. They're $95. I say they're super gifty because they really come in an adorable box. So when you open it up, it has like all this cool writing on it and all these things that are kind of like getting you ready for your adventure. And these binoculars are not just made for kids. I mean, these are great for me too. But I think these are perfect for like the junior rangers in your family because the price point's reasonable.
Yes, a little more reasonable than the last pair of reasonable binoculars that we bought the kids. Like, we bought them nice binoculars, but they were more in the $150 range.
Oh, they were twice the price.
Yeah, so this is really great. I feel like this price point is just very attractive.
Very attractive for a birthday gift or just to get you know, your son or daughter for camping season. And Stephanie, I compared these side by side to the pair that we have that cost twice as much, and like I could not tell the difference. Apparently I need glasses, though, and maybe I'm not the best person to test them.
You should not be testing anything.
The quality seemed great. They're great for kids because they have this rugged, rubberized grip, and they come in these really cool, fun colors, like a nice orange, a nice yellow, a nice blue. We got them in, I believe, poppy. So they're super, super attractive. They come in a really nice box, and I think these are a terrific gift for your little explorers.
And Wesley's been picking them up and using them around the house for a couple months now.
I was surprised when I came home and I saw them out of the box he had been messing around with them. So I think these are going to be his.
Yeah, I think that they already are his. Yeah.
And here's the ultimate compliment I can pay to a piece of gear. These Knox are in the RV right now as we get ready to head onto our Myrtle Beach trip, and because there's some cool bird watching there, so we will use
alligator watching.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to get to Myrtle. Okay, let's move on.
Well, let's get to Myrtle.
So my next recommendation is all about building out your campfire kit and having everything you need in one place to have a nice campfire and have all the equipment and fire starters and everything for the campfire. Now, this is the much maligned Yeti loadout bucket for $40. This is Yeti's sort of most mocked item on
I've
YouTube.
Done my fair share of mocking of this item, but I have to say I've come around. So,
well, didn't you take it to your trip?
Yeah, I don't want to act like I'm pushing you to buy this bucket, okay? Because there's something about my like very conservative Protestant upbringing, right? Like we were like, I mean, you know, you worked hard.
You were traumatized.
Yeah. Like the idea of buying a bucket, right? You didn't buy a bucket when you grew up like, you know, bare bones and counting your pennies. You use those white
Ace Hardware, you know, like for $6.
Right. Like you didn't buy a bucket. So when you like came home with like purchased buckets, like
a $40 Yeti bucket.
Like everything in me like cringes.
Okay, but let me okay, there are some listeners out there who are going, okay, he's lost his mind. He's recommending the $40 Yeti bucket. Let me be more specific. I am recommending this as a great gift. For maybe dad for Father's Day. And what you do is you buy the $40 Yeti bucket and you turn it into a campfire kit. You fill it with fire starters. You put in a nice axe there. Maybe you put in a bottle of something that dad likes to drink around the campfire or mom. I mean, I don't think this works as Mother's Day. Well, would this, I mean, be honest, would this work as a Mother's Day campfire kit?
You said, like, is that something I could recommend? I was like, no. But then at the same time,
but you asked to bring this to your last trip.
I know. And that's why I'm going to be honest. I'm always honest about these things. Then when I was going down to Florida, I did say, hey, put together, because I was bringing the solo stove. And I said, put together the bucket for me so I have everything for the campfire. And you did. And it was used and it was liked, you know, and everybody was like, I was like, oh, get the campfire bucket out. It was just, and you can sit on it.
When you get the lid. Okay, yeah. So that's a key part of this.
Oh my gosh, the lid is an add-on. It's not part of the $40.
It is not part of the $40.
I cannot
The lid's this. An additional $30.
No,
that's why I'm
stop.
Saying it's like a special gift thing.
Okay.
But wait. When you
do not get this without the lid. That's
you have
stupid.
To get the lid.
The lid,
so you're
I can't
at 70.
Even believe.
You're at 70 beans.
Excuse
but
me
if you get
you.
The lid, it is a totally usable seat around the campfire though, correct?
It is. It really does. I don't want to like this. And I let's be clear, folks. Somebody said something about, oh, why not get that for a mother's? Somebody made a comment like, why doesn't Stephanie get that for a Mother's Day present? Like, Jeremy could say, oh, you're going to get something for a Mother's Day.
The bike
I would never buy this. Like, I would never buy this. I just happen to live with somebody who buys this stuff. So I end up getting the benefit.
I have an obligation to our people.
I have the benefit of living, but would I spend $70? Oh my gosh. But I'll use it.
Here's what I want to save you some money though. Don't get the drop-in gear caddy accessory that goes in it, because then you can't put really put Fatwood in it or a camp axe.
But get the
I do think you should get bucket. The Yeti loadout bucket gear belt.
Because oh
there
gosh,
you could stick in a bottle of something nice for dad, a bottle of whiskey or some organic iced teas if he's like me.
Oh, my gosh.
Or some lighters. But basically, it's all in one. It's everything you need for the campfire. And you can sit on it. And
well, it's easy to carry. It really is easy to carry. And
it's
like,
got a handle.
Right. It really is.
The handle's an extra $52. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not an accessory. But okay, so you're saying that the aspect of this that I like the package that I do like and that I did use and that I would use again is 40, 30, and 40. So
but then you got to put stuff in it. You have to get fat wood
so
in it. But everything else becomes cheaper because it's not Yeti.
And then you have to get all the stuff to put in it. This is a serious gift.
Okay, but
it's going to last. I mean, honestly, the thing you can say about Yeti products is they do last.
They last forever. Yeah. And I mean, here's what I'm going to say. You could spend $200 total, and I think Dad would totally love this for Father's Day. If it's filled with Fatwood, newspaper, lighters, a bottle of this, a bottle of that.
What about the axe that you like?
Oh, the Estwing Fireside Friend. Then all of a sudden the price does go up
now
a little
we're
bit.
Being
all
stupid.
Right, everybody, we're kidding. Don't buy this.
I don't know.
I enjoy it. I like it. You're not going to get Dad an Ace Hardware bucket for Father's Day.
No.
I don't think. Okay, so maybe you buy this one, maybe you don't. But we've used it a lot. I think it's a pretty cool setup. If you turn it into something special for
if
somebody.
If you can get somebody else to buy it for you, go for it. That's my recommendation.
Right, exactly.
Get somebody else to spend their stupid money.
Right. Okay, so moving on. So still on the kind of campfire theme, on our RV Atlas YouTube show, Sean and I recently did an episode on the Bare Bones Railroad Lantern. This is a really classic-looking lantern based on the Union Pacific lanterns from decades ago, but it's an LED rechargeable lantern. So it has a really cool classic look, really rugged and durable metal construction, but it's USB rechargeable. And it has a real glass globe. So, you know, if you've listened to this podcast, that I love classic Coleman gas pressured lanterns, right? Mm. But not those are not for everybody. And I know that because you're futzing around with camp fuel and it could explode and fireball on you. Most people probably do want an LED lantern these days, but I just think there's so many cheap, junky plastic ones out there. I love the fact that this has a cool retro look to it, but it is a modern piece of camp kit. Now, it's only 200 lumens though. So in my review on YouTube, I said, look, this is not task lighting. This is not like I'm going to go out and work on the RV and fix something and let me get my Bare Bones Railroad Lantern. This is mood lighting for around the campfire. So it would go really, really nicely with your Yeti bucket.
And very decorative. Again, I think I actually did my fair share of work towards this gear guide because I use this stuff down in Florida.
Well, you didn't tell me how you liked this lantern.
Well, no, we used it a lot. It was decorative, right? It's hard because, you know, when you're doing video and everything, like you want something that looks good. So you oftentimes you end up having the stuff that looks good and the stuff you actually use, right, as a camper. And this is both. This was both functional. We use this as an actual lantern at night, you know, like around the fire on the side table. And then we also used it to look nice on tables, which was great.
Now, did you get comments for your call? You have some colleagues that have good taste.
They all have good taste.
They all have good taste.
It's one of my prerequisites for hiring anybody to my team.
They all have good taste.
Yeah.
And I know you got some comments on the Solo Stove and the Blackstone. Mm-hmm. Did the Bare Bones Lantern?
Oh, yeah. Everybody
comments?
Liked it. It was cute. You know, it was very much, I don't know, you know, like we didn't like sit around and ooh and ah over, but everybody was like, oh, how cute. You know, like, oh, where's Stephanie's lantern? It was that kind of a thing. Like, oh, get that lantern. So, yes, it was very quickly brought into the fold of the things that we were using all week.
And they have like five different colors to choose from. So you can kind of match it to your camp decor if you want to. They have it in like a white, a slate gray, an antique bronze, a cool green color, and I think they have it in blue as well now. Okay, so the last item that it kind of goes along with the campfire theme is my new SOL, which stands for Stay Out Longer, SOL, my SOL Firelight Fuel Free Rechargeable USB Lighter.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a mouthful. It's a rechargeable lighter. This replaces your lighter.
What are they called? The long ones.
I can't think of that. That happened to me the other day. I was like, what do you lighters. Call those long lighters? No. You call them long plastic lighters with fuel in them.
That's what we're
They're ubiquitous, them. Right? But they run out of fuel and you toss them. This is a rechargeable lighter and it makes the flame using like the electric charge. So you never run out of fuel. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's
amazing. Yeah,
because
it's kind of like, wow, I didn't know we had that technology. We self-driving
do.
Cars, but I didn't know we had that technology.
We have rechargeable lighters now. Wow. This was on Amazon, this was $23.74. Amazon, can you please round up or round down on your prices, like $23.74? Means right. that somebody else is selling it for $23.75, I guess. The one thing I will say about this is it does not create like a large flame where you would take it and just sort of light your campfire. It's like these two like little prongs that create this like electric flame in between them that's quite little.
So it's like a taser?
it looks a little like a taser, and okay, maybe you weird. Could use
but
it to
can
injure
you use
some...
it to light the fire?
Well, campfire? Here's what I do. I wind up a little newspaper and kind of light the rechargeable lighter, and then I get the newspaper burning and okay. then put that into the fire. So that kind of requires a little bit of an extra step,
okay.
but it's for the convenience of having a rechargeable lighter and one that's better for the environment because you don't have to throw it
this
away.
This is
for
more sustainable.
Sake.
Okay. I'll
Anything rechargeable
it.
Is good. Yep. Right. Okay. So actually, this is my last thing for the campfire, for setting the campfire scene at your RV site. we hate RV speakers, right? I mean, every RV we've ever owned that comes with those El Cheapo speakers, they do not work well. They do not sound good. And we just don't use them. So we always get a USB rechargeable Bluetooth speaker. And I've owned a bunch over the years. I've recommended a couple other ones. The most recent one that I have and Max and Theo have that we all love is the JBL Flip 5 Bluetooth Splashproof speaker. It's less than $100 anywhere you get it. You can get it at Walmart, Amazon, all over the place. I have links in the show notes. I like the price point on this one. It's the sound quality on this is terrific for a speaker that costs less than $100. This is what I will bring around the campfire to play music. But of course, I won't play it too loud because that's a breach of campfire etiquette.
Campground etiquette. And okay, so this is the best portable speaker you've ever owned.
In this, okay. I've never bought a super expensive one. I'm saying
so then
for sub $100.
Cast off.
Did I give you the other one?
Yeah, you gave me the little round one.
I feel really cheap right now.
You got this, and you were like, "This is the best speaker I've ever had. I'll give Stephanie my old one, and she'll never know."
I'll take that one back and give you the JBL Flip 5.
I don't care. The other one. What's the other one? What's the round?
The Wonder Boom. The Yui Wonder Boom. That's a good one too.
We use that in Florida.
It's a really good one. That's like $50,
$60. Everybody was happy. That Wonder Boom went around to all the campsites.
But see, you don't care that much.
I don't.
You're
care.
Not like, oh, the sound quality, the bass isn't good
I
enough
do
on
not
my Bluetooth
care.
Speaker.
I don't care.
Well, that's a good one too to recommend, the Yui Wonder Boom. We've recommended that before. And guys, don't crank the Van Halen around the campfire at the state park while there's people stargazing in their Oliver or Casita travel.
Well, you can. You'll just wind up on some Facebook group.
You'll go viral for all.
Somebody will be
reasons.
Posting about you in a Facebook group because that's what happens.
All right. It wouldn't be spring without me recommending some of my favorite new things for your camp kitchen. As you know, it's one of my big hobbies, cooking at the campground. I like to test out all the stuff, and I have some really, really cool recommendations. So we'll be back in a second after a sponsored message from our friends at RV SnapPad. Meet the world's only permanent jack pad. RV snap pads attach permanently to your RV leveling jack so you don't have to carry around blocks of wood or plastic blocks to level your towable or motorized RV. Simply snap them on one at a time and you are all set. RV snap pads go on in seconds and provide a lifetime of stability on the road. They are built for wanderers, adventurers, and vacationers just like you. We added RV snap pads to our travel trailer 2 years ago and love their durability, design, and functionality. They also make setting up and breaking down camp faster and easier. Head over to rvsnappad.com and use their Submit Your Rig tab to answer a few quick questions, and they will find you the perfect set of snap pads for your towable or motorized RV. You can purchase RV snap pads directly from their website or use their Where to Buy tab to find a dealer near you. Join the RV snap pad revolution today. To find out more, visit rvsnappad.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I personally think if you're not camping with a 2-burner camp stove, then you're not camping.
I've camped. He's just like, is this confessions? Okay,
dude. Oh, look, I'm a Blackstone guy.
You know how
guy.
I feel about people telling other people how to camp, but go ahead.
That you all true.
Carry on.
All right, you don't have to bring one, but if you're going to bring one, I found the best one. All right. And you know, I'm a Blackstone guy. I love my flat top griddle. I really do always like to have a 2-burner camp stove with me because it just does certain things that a flat top griddle is not going to do. So I think the best one on the market is the Camp Chef Everest 2X. And Sean and I did an unboxing video on YouTube, and I linked to that in the show notes at thervatlas.com. So that begs the question, why is this the best 2-burner camp stove on the market? First of all, it's really a rugged build. It's really good looking. The red and black colors pop. It has two 20,000 BTU burners, so it has a lot of power. But the key thing here is that it has a wide range of temperatures. It can go really, really low to simmer something or just to heat up some sauce or to fry an egg, or it can get like ridiculously hot. It almost sounds like an airplane. If you need to boil water really, really quickly to, you know, make some pasta and get dinner on the table. It also has this recessed front area where they have the, where it has the knobs. And so it kind of protects the knobs. So if you throw it in the back of your pickup truck or something, you don't knock the knobs off. It also has a really nice carry handle. overall, a super nice, camp stove with two burners. It is $170. This one costs quite a bit more than the El Cheapo Coleman's you're going to find at Walmart or Target. But everyone complains about those.
I spend the money if you're going to get a camp. Like, either do without a camp stove or spend the money on this. Because honestly, the new Coleman ones are like...
they're just hot or hotter.
Yeah.
Or hottest.
It's not. It's very hard to cook on those.
Well, they don't have a low setting. Everyone has complained. No, actually, Coleman has released a new line of camp stoves, which they claim does have a wide range, and I will test those.
Oh my gosh. No.
At some point. But the
camp you better have a garage sale first, because how many, tell everybody how many stoves you have.
15-ish.
Yeah, liar. Okay, go ahead.
12? No, I don't know. 8? Not that many.
Okay, you have 8 camp stoves?
In the garage.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
maybe in the shed there's a few. All right. Now, as much as I love my Blackstone griddle, I still love to cook on cast iron. I still love to bring a skillet camping. I always bring a 10-inch skillet to the campground. Now, I will confess, I have become interested in higher-end American-made cast iron made by some of these really cool small companies. And a company that I love is called Stargazer. They're located out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. So if you want like a really glampy skillet or like a family heirloom type skillet that is just absolutely beautiful, it is polished, it is shiny, it is nonstick, check out the Stargazer 10.5-inch cast iron skillet for $115, available directly through Stargazer.
Boys love nothing more than when you promise to hand down the cast iron.
I looked at one of them and said, when you get married,
oh my gosh,
I will give you and your wife this skillet. And I got, they looked collapsed at me like I was from outer space.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care.
Like, you could not say to a kid, like, I'm just not going to speak your language in any
I don't care
way.
Because I know that they actually one day will appreciate it after
tell
I'm long gone.
Tell your middle schooler that you're going to pass down your cast iron.
Now, look, you can get a perfectly great affordable 10-inch skillet for $20. So this is sort of a luxury purchase. This is a fun purchase. This is kind of that family heirloom type purchase. I love this one. It has a large grab handle. It has, you can pour from any side on this because it doesn't have pour spouts. It has sort of a lip that goes around the whole edge, and they call it like a non-drip thing. And it does. You can pour food out from any different angle and it doesn't drip. This also has a handle that does not get hot for a while. It takes a while for this handle to get hot because it curves up and away from the skillet, and it also has a little space carved out in between it. It is actually a beautiful piece of camp cooking gear, and to be quite honest with you, it's one of my most treasured possessions. I love the Stargazer skillet, even though I think Stephanie would go with your basic $20
I still
lodge.
Have my law. You can't convince me that I need anything else. You can get anything
but
else.
But there are some people listening that like something special.
Exactly. That's fine. And I'm not, you know, but it's just, will, do I still have my 20-inch lodge that I bought?
No, because I gave it to Sean, the camera guy.
You gave mine.
No, just kidding. Oh my God. I'm kidding. I actually gave Sean a skillet, but I did not give him your 25-year-old
one. I mean, it's 25 years old. Like, and I think that when I was getting that, it was still you had to, from what I remember,
you had to season
I
it.
Had to season it.
Well, you were 5 then, right? You got it for your 5th birthday. No.
I don't remember if it was a preseason. I remember getting it like it was that light gray color.
No, I think you, no, that makes sense time-wise. Work,
you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah,
or so
a skillet, it's like, look, there's nothing wrong with the ones that are very affordable. But if you want something special and something that's aesthetically beautiful, check out this Stargazer skillet. Now, I'm also obsessed with camp kitchens. I really do like to try out all the different camp kitchens that are out there. So I just got back from camping and I tested this one out for 7 straight days. And I really love the GCI Outdoors Master Cookstand Deluxe for $144. What I really like about this one is that it has room for your two burner camp stove or your Blackstone 22-inch or your Weber Q1200. But then it also has a large extending prep station area, right? That That's what most camp kitchens don't have. They just have a place for your grill or griddle. This has a really nice sized prep station. And then actually you can flip up sort of a panel and there's actually a sink if you're tent camping. Not as necessary if you have an RV and you have easy access to water, but you could either use that or not use it. You could cover it or not cover it. I also love that it has a pole for a lantern. And I was actually able to hang up one of my vintage Coleman lanterns that are quite heavy. So if you want something that is a step above and a step bigger than your traditional camp kitchen, and GCI makes a cheaper one that is it is that exactly, and you want something that's bigger and has good prep space, this one is awesome, and it is still fairly lightweight and packs up easily and is stored easily.
Didn't you put a reel up on Instagram of you setting this up?
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, so people can go over and look.
Yeah, at the RV Atlas on Instagram, if you look into our reels, I opened it for the first time and set it up. And I actually messed up a few times because I didn't look at the directions, of course. But it's easy to set up, easy to pack away, not that big. I think reasonably priced. I'm a big fan of stuff by GCI Outdoors. Okay, I have a cookbook to recommend. And Stephanie, you recently told me not to buy any more cookbooks.
No, because percentage wise, you set me up to sound like the nag. I wouldn't have said anything, but
you're not a nag.
And you buy a lot of cookbooks, and the percentage of recipes that you cook compared to the number of cookbooks, I don't think allows for you to buy any more cookbooks. Well, I think you're cut off. Like, I cook all the time. I use recipes and I probably have less cookbooks in the house than you.
And yours are all worn and tattered and used and doggy
They open up to the ones.
There's little smudges
of tomato sauce on them.
They automatically
open up to certain recipes that I've made time and time again.
Your cookbooks and my cookbooks say everything about us. Yeah. Yours are used and worn and loved, and mine look all brand new and untouched.
Yeah.
If I had to have just one...
For the
summer of 2022, I love the Outdoor Adventure Cookbook, the official cookbook from the Ultimate Camping Authority. This is a Coleman cookbook. It's $13.99. It has many, many great accessible recipes, nothing too complicated, a lot of the classics and some more adventurous things. But I also love that it has a lot of tips and tricks for beginner camp cooks. It's just got a lot of the basics there. So it's also sort of an instructional book. It's beautiful. The paper's nice. The pictures are gorgeous. Coleman really did this cookbook right. I absolutely love this one.
So this is the one that you choose for the summer. How many recipes from this cookbook are you committing to making?
If I buy a cookbook and I make 3 recipes out of it that are really good, I think it's worth buying the cookbook.
Okay, so by the end of the summer, we'll have 3 recipes from this book that you're going to recommend to everybody.
How many do you think I would have
I'm
to make to make
3.
It worth buying a cookbook?
I'm fine with 3. I'm just we're setting a KPI for you.
Little Miss Corporate. All right. If you've been listening to the RV Atlas podcast for a while, you know I'm obsessed with coolers. I also like to test all the coolers and make recommendations for you for at least 1 cooler each year. I have a new favorite cooler, and it's my Orca 58-quart hard cooler. It's $369.99 because it's a big cooler, and it's one that competes with Yeti and Arctic and Pelican and all those. And I'll tell you why I love this cooler. There's a few reasons. First, Orca is available in a wide variety of colors that always seem to be in stock. When you look at Yeti colors, they have their seasonal colors that come out, which then sell out and you can't get them anymore. Right? With Orca, they just always seem to have all of the colors. So you can pick out a cooler that sort of matches your camp kit. And I got sort of this army green color that I really, really like. I also love these Orca coolers because they are made in the USA, which is unlike a lot of their competitors. I believe they're made in Tennessee. And then the last thing that I really, really love about them, besides the ice retention, and the ice retention is fantastic, just as good as any of the competitors or better. But the last thing I love about it is it has a little gear pouch attached to the backside of the cooler, which makes it perfect for me for throwing in your keys, a magazine, just a couple little things, sunglasses, a couple little things that you might need when you're, you know, having a picnic or going down to the beach. And I also like that this 58 quart is a little bit taller than some of the competition, because again, it makes a great seat for around the campfire. Now, our friends at Orca, who sent me this cooler, also offered us a 15% off discount code if you order from Orca's website. So these are not cheap coolers. So getting 15% off this cooler is like getting over $50 off of this cooler. And so that discount code is RVAtlas15. Use it when you check out. And definitely go and give Orca a look, because I think they are giving some of those other companies a run for their money. And I love that they are made in the USA. Now, Stephanie, we need to pack this cooler today with some cold drinks, because we're heading to Myrtle Beach.
Well, apparently we're heading to Myrtle Beach, but I don't think anything's been packed yet. So
we are gonna get there. And everyone out there listening relates to just, you know, working and then scrambling to get everything ready for the RV trip. But we are super, super excited. So we're gonna come back in a second to wrap up the show. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Neighbor. Is your driveway too small for the RV of your dreams? Does your homeowners association not allow you to park your RV on your own property? Are you worried about paying top dollar to leave your RV at a sketchy storage facility? When it comes to finding safe and affordable RV storage, are you feeling totally stuck? Then maybe it's time you gave Neighbor a try. Neighbor.com/RV Atlas can help you find safe, closer, more convenient storage right in your own neighborhood. Stay tuned for a special offer just for our listeners. Neighbor connects you and your neighbors so that you can find affordable RV storage close to your home. You help them earn extra cash while they keep your RV safe at their home. When I use Neighbor to search for storage options near my house, I was surprised to find dozens of affordable options. Neighbor also offers a wide variety of plans so you can choose the right protection that best suits your needs. You'll be able to quickly and easily add a property protection plan while placing a storage reservation. Give your RV a home, not a storage space. Visit neighbor.com/RV Atlas for 50% off your first month of storage with Neighbor. That's neighbor.com/RV Atlas for 50% off your first month of RV storage. Welcome back to the show, everybody. As Stephanie and I mentioned, we are heading off to Myrtle Beach for spring break. But before we get there, we've got to pack ourselves up, help the kids get packed up.
I would print out a packing list if I were you.
Oh my God, I'm going.
I heard there's one on the RV.
No, I am actually going to print up our packing list.
Hope so, because we're in bad shape because it's a new RV.
It's a new RV and it's 10 feet smaller than our last RV. And I have been minimalizing our stuff all morning in this RV. I've been taking stuff out.
Yeah.
I've been actually running through everything I took on the last two trips, looking at what I used and what I didn't use. And I put a bunch of stuff back in the garage this morning. And I say all that because I hope you're proud of me.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this goes. We will.
This is our first trip as a family of five in a 22-foot rig.
All right.
I think we're going to do just fine.
All right. I have confidence in us.
You did not say that very confidently.
I know.
All right, everybody. Drop me an email at jeremy@rvfta.com. Let me know what your favorite thing is from this gear guide. And then we did part one two episodes ago. And then please check out the rvatlas.com, because I linked to all these items in the show notes and I embedded two of my YouTube reviews from the RV Atlas YouTube channel. And please, hey, head on over to the RV Atlas on YouTube and subscribe. I would really appreciate it, because Sean, the camera guy, and I are putting a lot of effort into rebooting the channel and putting up lots of fresh content. And we would love your encouragement and support. Stephanie, you are dismissed to go to your next meeting and to start getting us ready to get out of here.
All right. See you at the camp.
We'll see you at the campground. A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas, and a big thank you to our sponsors, to Neighbor, the Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, RV Snaphead, and Go RVing. To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, head on over to rvatlas.com. And to join the friendliest group of RVers, head on over to the RV Atlas group on Facebook. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes. And we'll see you at the campground.